As I was looking at our texts again, our gospel text is incredibly familiar to all of us. The phrase doubting Thomas, for example, has moved into just the English lexicon. People have no idea where it came from. They just mean that somebody doesn't believe something until they see it. So the question that came to me was, do we need to see? Well, obviously the answer to that, if it's not a rhetorical question, is that yes, we need to see, or we'll bump into things until we get used to being blind. But it is a rhetorical question. And so what we're looking at is, what is it that we need to see that perhaps we don't otherwise? And when we look at our texts, as we go through the various ones that we have, we see groups that are choosing not to see or are not seeing what is before them, sometimes physically and sometimes metaphorically. And in Acts, we see that the apostles are telling them, look, I know you gave us strict orders not to teach, but we're going to anyway, because this is who we are. We are in a relationship with this person. We are disciples of this person who you don't believe was raised from the dead. But we do. You don't see what we see. There's all kinds of times that we use the word see without it necessarily having anything to do with our eyes. I remember long ago, for those of you who remember, Peter Zosky on CBC Radio ended his show without fail as see you later. And somebody apparently wrote him a letter saying, well, you can't see us, so why are you saying see you later? And he went on this very amusing but quite instructive, not exactly a lecture and certainly not a rant, but just some instruction on how language doesn't necessarily have to be literal all the time, which is awfully good, because a lot of the things we say taken literally make no sense whatsoever. Easy as pie, for example, is one of the most ridiculous things you've ever heard if you've tried to make a pie, especially if you start from scratch and want to make the pastry and all the rest of it. If it's easy as eating a pie, they should have said that, and they didn't, but we all understand when people say easy as pie, we mean it's something that's easy. When Peter Zosky said, see you later, see you tomorrow, he meant that tomorrow he would speak and we would listen, and nobody was really confused about the whole thing. So when we talk about seeing, and do we need to see, what do we mean here? Well, we've got a couple of things going on, as I'm sure you noticed. One thing that I wouldn't mind noting is that when we look at our Revelation reading, which we don't get into Revelation too terribly often, but I find it interesting that it specifically says in verse 7, depending on which translation you are using, something along the line of, look, he's coming, speaking of Jesus, he is coming, coming with the clouds, and every eye will see him. And here I think we're talking about a non-metaphorical seeing. I think that the intention of this phrase is that Jesus will return in a corporeal sense in some way, and that people will be able to see him with their eyes. But not till then. We don't see Jesus with our eyes until then. And when we look at our Thomas reading in the Gospel of John, when we look at doubting Thomas and we take a moment to look down our noses perhaps at him for doubting, which hopefully we don't, because goodness sakes, I've doubted all kinds of things I shouldn't. So why should Thomas be held to a greater standard than myself, at least for me? We see that Thomas is someone who needs to be convinced in a way that for him takes this interaction with the corporeal Jesus. And we look at that and we say, well, why would he need that? That's kind of foolish. Well, let's not forget that when Thomas asked to be able to see the corporeal Jesus, to touch the scars in his hand and all the rest of it, this was days after Jesus had been raised from the dead, not like it is for us, which is centuries, in fact, millennia. Thomas' request is not so unreasonable, in the same way that if someone were to tell you that, oh, someone moved in just down the road, and as it turns out, it's a famous person, put whoever is famous for you, an athlete, a former politician, a movie person, a musician, whatever it might be, it's not unreasonable for you to say, oh, really? Maybe it just looks like that person. Maybe it just looks like, I don't know, George Reed moved in for some strange reason. It's not unreasonable for you to say, wow, I would like to see him too. And that makes sense, because that's a possibility. If I tell you about something I saw in Dawson Creek when I went back to visit when I was 10, You probably need to take my word for it or not, because we can't go back to when I was 10 and look at it. And we can't go back to when Thomas was there looking at the corporeal Jesus, seeing him in his physical presence. But we can still ask to see, because Jesus specifically says, speaking to Thomas, "Because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet believe." So we don't need to see physically, but we still need to believe. And this is where we step back into a more metaphorical sense of seeing. And we need to be able to see things that aren't completely and obviously in front of us. The apostles were asking the high priest and the crowd of people around the high priest to see who Jesus was, not by looking at a person, but by looking at the outcomes of what people had turned into, had become, had experienced because they had seen Jesus and believed in Jesus. When we think of Thomas wanting proofs, are we so different? Do we need to see? Do we need to see a physical Jesus? Well, I don't think so. Very few people are going to insist that you produce Jesus in front of them before they'll believe. But there are all kinds of people who want to see that you are a different person than you were before you believed. They want to see some kind of evidence that the reality of Jesus in your life has made a difference. It has made you a better person rather than a less good one. That's one of the things that's so frustrating for us when we interact with believers or people who identify as believers at a distance, who do things that we find unpleasant or hard to understand why they do them. It's so frustrating for us because now we just have another layer to fight through. If somebody says, "Well, you say Jesus is real and it's made a difference," well, what do you mean? What about that person, whoever it is, whether it's a celebrity or an athlete or a famous, even religious person who says one thing and acts in a different way? People need to see Jesus, to be sure, but they need to see Jesus in us, because that's the only way they'll see Jesus right now. Until such time as Jesus comes back, whenever that is and whatever it looks like, or unless they're given the gift of the miraculous visitation that Saul was when he was transformed into Paul on the Damascus Road, where he interacted with the living Christ in a corporeal, a physical way, to the point where it knocked him blind and off a horse. We do need to see. We need to see the metaphorical Jesus at work in our lives also. And that's where I go to look for my evidence. That's where I go to look for the evidence of the similar to the scars in his hands and in his side. Because there are days, and I'm not going to say anybody else feels this way, but there are occasionally days when I wonder if this is all real. I have my doubts. I think it's pretty human. Those are mine. That sometimes I wonder, have I somehow fooled myself? And then I think back, and I say, where is the evidence of a life-changing encounter with Jesus in my life? And when I do that, when I ask that question, I can go on for hours. Because so much has changed in me since I understood that Jesus loved me, that God loved me beyond all things. That, as my brother said, I am infinitely important to the infinite God at all times. And I look at that transition when I came into that knowledge, and I look at all the things that have changed. And there are so many things that have changed. I'm in a very real sense, a completely different person. The trajectory I was on in my early 20s has been completely obliterated into a completely different direction that has made me a better person. Perfect? Oh, heavens, no. Not even close. But better. That I do things today that my younger self would have thought were just absurd. We're foolish, we're a waste of time. And I do them because Jesus has said to me, "I love you, and my love is enough for you to love people that you might not even like, to do things that are not in your obvious crass best interest and all the rest of it. And that's what we can look for when we feel the need to see. We can look to other people, of course. There's nothing wrong with that. I know many people who I look at, who I knew when they were younger, or I've heard what they were like before, and I see them now, and I think, what a profound transformation into a better person. That the world is so much better there, that they're the way they are now than the way they were before. And how is that life transition, that transformation even, so much less amazing than being able to see the scars in someone's hands? The evidence is before us to see if we're willing to see it. And if we're willing to look in the places where it actually is. And so, do we need to see? Well, perhaps we don't. Perhaps our faith is sufficient at various points of our life, or maybe all of our life, where we don't need that kind of evidence. But if we do, it's there to be seen. It's there to be seen in our own lives as we trace the transformation that we have gone through to become more and more the people we are created to be. As we have given in more and more to the Holy Spirit's changes within us that have made us better people than we would have been otherwise. And when we look for that kind of evidence, and when we see it, we too, with Thomas, can say, "My Lord and my God." And we can talk about this evidence in the same way that no doubt Thomas did for the rest of his life. And the evidence that we have in our own lives and the lives of those around us is every bit as real as a scar or as a physical presence. Amen.